927 4CC across CQ. Good morning. Don't forget iHeartRadio. Download the app, digital sound, and Bluetooth it to your speakers. It's just great. It's better than FM. It really is. Let's catch up with the Mayor of Gladstone, Mayor Matt Burnett. Now, mate, next April, you're having a birthday. Somebody told me, now I can't believe it. You're turning 125. Is that right?
Well, I'm not 125, but my primary school is.
Okay. I was going to say, how did that come about? I got an email saying it, Maddie birthday, talk to Maddie birthday, 125.
No, not me. You know, Reggie got to 104, so you never know. We might get near there, but I don't think so. I think the school is going to be celebrating next year, and we'll definitely be going.
Oh, the school, your primary school.
Yeah, so Gladstone South State School, one of the oldest schools in the region, 125 years next year on Easter Saturday. So perfect timing. We all know that Easter is the best time to be around town. We've got the 75th Brisbane and Gladstone Yacht Race. So anyone who attended the South as a primary school student should definitely look at coming back for the weekend and enjoy the yacht race at the same time.
All right. Now, probably get in touch with the school. I would say you're going to get tons of people there. So they probably want numbers, won't they?
Well, yes, I know. It's an open day, sort of family day. So I guess whoever turns up. So it would be ideal to let them know you're coming, but certainly I don't think that'll stop anyone from turning up on the day, because it'll go throughout the whole day and it goes into the night. I think it finishes up about 8 p.m. So, yeah, and then obviously you can go down the Yachties and the Brisbane and Gladstone Village and over the Harbour Festival. And, yeah, what a perfect time. They certainly planned that well.
Yeah, great weekend. How many schools were back in Gladstone, back in your day, mate, when you were at primary school? How many were there?
There was three. There was Gladstone Central, Gladstone South and Star of the Sea. I don't think then I think Clinton was probably, or St John's, and then West Gladstone as well.
So okay. West Gladstone, well, you're getting in trouble if you, I'll put you on the spot. Yeah. You're going to get in trouble if you miss
West
any
of Gladstone was there. But then Clinton and Kincora opened later, much later.
Actually. Okay.
Yeah, I was probably out of school by then.
Right. Well, hasn't it grown since?
Yeah, it certainly has. And Kincora is one of the big schools now, and so Clinton's the biggest. So there you go. And, you know, we had a pool at South, so we were sort of a bit of the envy of our neighbouring schools. But, you know, that's how it is.
Yeah.
So over
1,000
students there of the day.
Wow. The rivalry, I'd say, would still be there too. It never stops with schools.
Yeah, well, they had sayings about us, and we had some about the West, and they know what they are.
Fair enough. Now, mate, the Clybe River Festival, that's coming up soon, yes, mate.
Absolutely. I think it's the 20th of August. It's very soon. It's probably this weekend. Let me have a look at my diary. It's very soon.
Weekend after next.
There you go. Yep, weekend after next. Clybe River Festival is going to be awesome. We've got Adam Harvey, of course, Amber Lawrence going, and a bunch of locals as well. So certainly worth getting tickets to that. It'll be an awesome weekend.
Yeah, cool. All right, mate. Well, and the Family Fun Day at Ambrose State Schools this weekend too, if anybody
That's
wants
right.
to go
yeah,
along
they-
to that.
The car boot sale and the dog jump. Don't forget that. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to repeat it.
No, you're not. No.
All right, mate. Thank you for your time. I'll put a little bit in, because Adam Harvey, he's a great bloke. I've worked with him many times over the years at different events that he's performed at, and his music's
just... We had him at Yabobo Country Music Camp out, and also after our bushfires in Baffle, we had him for a recovery event down there.
Yeah.
So he's very well known for the locals. Great, great singer. I love his music.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a great voice. I'm going to throw a little bit of The House That Jack Built In now by Adam Harvey for you. How's that?
That is a great song.
Yeah. All right, mate. I'll let you get off the phone so you can turn the radio up and listen to the song, parts of it anyway.
Love it. See you, mate.
Good on you, Matty. Mayor Matt Burnett there on 4CC. Songs you can sing along to is Adam Harvey. And The House That Jack Built. Sing along to this. Good morning.